Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're listening to Sylvia Global's Dream Bubble, and your host today is Rabia. You're all set to go, Rabia.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Hi, this is Cobra. Hello, everyone. You are here with me, Rabia Farahi, and I'm hosting Dream Bubble on Sylvia Global, and today we are going to have Cobra Panazada with us, sharing about herself and also her long-term dream of having a business of her own. So we are going to introduce Cobra to you today. She is a senior student at Asian University for Women, majoring in economics, and she is the former president and current advisor of the club AEW Society of Entrepreneurs. She founded her own company, business company, and the name is Cobra Bahram Logistics and Trading Company, which is basically based in Kabul, Afghanistan. And she is also studying here. So let's hear more from her. Dear Cobra, we welcome you on Dream Bubble. How are you doing? Thank you for inviting me. Hi, everyone. How are you?
Good.
So what would you want to say about yourself? How we want to hear more about you, about your business?
You want me to introduce myself, or you want to hear more about my business?
We want to hear more about you, about your business. Anything
okay.
I haven't covered?
I think you covered almost the main points. So I'm Cobra Panazada, and I'm the fourth year student here, and I'm majoring in economics and minoring in politics, and I founded my own, I'm the co-founder and also the president of my own company, Cobra Bahram Logistics and Trading Company. Which is, as Rabia also told, which is located in Afghanistan. And also, I am the former president of AEW, Society of Entrepreneurs Club, and now I'm the advisor of that club. So that's it, I think. Any more questions? What more do you want to know, Rabia, about me?
Thank you. Yes. How would you describe you being having a business and being a student also, like together? How do you manage it?
It's quite challenging to manage being a student at the same time a student of economics and at the same time doing your business. It's quite difficult, but still, if we have a good motivation, if we really give time, and if we try hard, I think everything is possible in this world. How I manage my business, if I think in terms of distance, like when I'm studying here in AEW, an Asian University for Women in Chittagong, and my business is back in Afghanistan. So I can work online, and also at the same time I work always on my vacations. Like every year we have 3 to almost sometimes 3.5 months vacation, summer vacation, and I go and work on my business at the same time. I go on winter break, which is 1 month. I go and work on my business and try to settle something and try to have some projects, and while I will come back and I will handle that project online with my friends and with my business colleagues and partners. So that's the way my business works, yeah.
Thank you.
Do you have any more questions, David?
Yeah, sure. When did you first realize that you wanted to start your own business, and what inspired you?
Oh, it has a long actually. It has a long, a story that from my childhood actually. There are three main reasons behind this. That one is the poverty, and another reason is the when you have a positive competition with someone, or maybe you want to show that you care about what your family thinks about you, and also the third thing is being independent by yourself. So what I was doing from my childhood, I had this inspiration that my family should not think that I am back from my brother. Whatever my brother can do, I can do it the same thing. So they should never think that I am a girl and he is a boy, he can do something. And at the same time, when I was going to school, when I was going to university or wherever, or private centers, I was thinking that money is the most important thing that first I should have. For example, sometimes I didn't have enough money to have a notebook. So it was very challenging, and it was very difficult to bear that moment that I don't have a pen and I want to go to school. So it was very difficult time for me. That's why I thought that business is something which is very important for my life, that whatever, wherever I am, whoever I am, maybe I'm a professor, maybe I'm a student, whatever, or maybe I'm a housewife, but I should have my own business and I should be independent. At least I can fulfill my own basic needs. That's what I think for everyone, and also I wish this for every human or for every student, that they should think the same way, that they should be at least able to fulfill their own basic needs. So that was my motive to start my own business.
Thank you. You seem very strong. When did you start your business that you have now?
When did I start?
Yes.
I started it in 2010 when I was in one summer when I was UG2, I think, yeah. So once I went to my UG1, 2000 when I was UG1. So during summer break when I went to my country, I saw one of my friends who is doing the same business, not very exactly same business, but he had his own logistic business. When I saw him, and I just feel like he can do, why I cannot do? He is at the same age with me. I saw him before, while he didn't have his own business. So I saw him when he didn't have his own business, and now he's having his own business, and he's very well in his business. So I thought I can do the same thing. I don't think so. Business is something that I have to read many books and I can go with that. I thought business is something that you can do it. You learn and do it. Business is about doing something. So I feel like that, and when I learn from, I asked from him and I try to learn from him something. Then after going home back, I tried to have an internship and the World Bank project and also Afghanistan Investment Agency, which they were dealing with business issues. Like for example, in World Bank, I did internship and procurement department, that they are dealing with all companies. And also in Afghanistan Investment Support Agency, I work in research and department, research and policy department, that we serve with companies, and I came to know how the companies work and all these things. So after learning something from my friend and this two internship, then I just thought that I think I'm quite able to have my own business. Then I went for a business license and I got my business license. Just right after having my business license, I tried to apply and give prices for all the projects, like for all the quotations which is announced in the World Bank project website or UNAP's, UNDP's website. Then I tried to give the price and all this. So finally, like, I don't know if it was second or first project that I got, my price got the lowest price and my product was a good quality. So I got awarded that project. Then I supplied that to UNAP. That was cars spare parts. So that was my first project, and it was, I don't know, I should tell the all budget or no, it was, I think, $12,000 something, all the budget was that much. So it was quite good. And one summer I did this two internship, then I got business license and I did that project. Then I was back to university. Then once I got that project, then after that, one of my very near friend, which he's my cousin too, and he tried to handle and supply all those things to UNAPS. And once I was here, he supplied everything to UNAPS, and he's my vice president also. That's why he has kind of full authority that he can sign papers and everything instead of me. And we both of us have the same authority in our company. That's why, like, he can work on behalf of me once I'm here. So that's it.
So how would you describe this process and all the things that you did?
How I describe?
Yeah, was it challenging?
So I describe a little bit, like,
yes?
About the challenges and what?
Yeah, how would you describe it? How was it? Was it challenging? Was it easy? What did... What challenge did you face, everything?
Okay. Actually, I don't think so. Business is easy and it's quite challenging. And it's a lot challenging. For, like, when you start a business, first you need investment, which is very difficult to have your own investment. Second, you need to be quite mature. Like, the age that I started, on that time there was not that much people in Afghanistan that are same that they have at the same age of me. So I was looking, I was quite young in business. At the same time, my friend, he was also very young in business. So when we were trying to deal with people, so we were dealing with the presidents of big companies, and also we were contacting like UNAP procurement department and all those things. The first project when I did, like when my friend was supplying those things, and I went with him, but I didn't. I said my friend not to introduce me as the president of the company. If they introduce, if he would introduce me as president of the company, maybe the small girl and he's the president of the company. So I feel it was not a challenge, actually. It was good for me at the same time. But sometimes people thought that we are like just making, like maybe fun of people or something, like we are small and we are in business. It was kind of this challenge, and at the same time, when you don't have your investment, it's very hard, very, very hard to get that investment. For example, when I was awarded my first project, so I need for that a basic investment, and it was so hard for me to get that. But I was lucky that my brother had enough. I was lucky that my brother had enough money to invest in that. So this is another challenge. And of course, there's the challenge of being a woman, and among all the, since business is dominated all by men, mostly by men, and all over the world, kind of. But very woman is very rare, and the business is the same thing as in Afghanistan. So we were quite rare, and we are quite rare women in business. So it was a challenge of all men or women. So this was another challenge. and more. Hello, Rabia.
Yes, I can hear you. How has it helped you, this business and acting? Are you there?
Sorry, it was... Yeah, I am there, but my internet connection is not that good. I think I cannot hear you well.
Yes.
Can you repeat your question?
Yeah, sure. I asked, like, how has this helped you as a girl or as an individual, if not more specific?
Sorry, again, your voice is interrupting, like it doesn't, I cannot hear well.
Can you hear me now? Cobra?
Yeah, I can hear you now, okay. Tell me now.
So I'm going to ask again.
Yeah, now it's fine, it looks fine, okay.
Yes. How has your business helped you?
How my business helped me?
Yes.
In what sense it helped me?
Like, as a girl, as a woman.
My business helped me a lot, actually. Like, since I started my business, I am quite independent. And I don't need to ask for any expenses from my family, and at the same time I have a very good life. Like I can have what, like almost a lot of things whatever I want, sometimes like as a student. And I'm happy with that because I know that being a student and you don't have like if you are not eating enough fruits and if you don't have enough stationaries or clothes, like it's difficult to be a student without basic needs, and you really need energy to study. So now I feel like, okay, if I want to have fruits or whatever, like I can have my at least I can fulfill my basic needs, and I'm not dependent on my family, and I don't always ask them or send me some money, and I didn't need this. So this is one thing that it helped me, and I really like it. And at the same time, it's very simple, and I know that it's very simple that I'm talking about the food or vegetable or fruit, something like this. But it's very, these things are very important in life. We can't ignore this. Like, I know this may look very basic things, but still, we as economists, I say that it's very important basic needs for humans. So if you don't have human capital, if you don't have energy, how you work, how you study, that's difficult. So that's why, like, I'm happy with that. And at the same time, like, I got kind of, or maybe got famous, or maybe also my family now feels like whatever decision I take in my life, it's like I'm confident and I can do that and I'm able to do that. Like my parents really believe me after they know that how I can do business. So how I can handle my business, the project that I did successfully, all the projects, my parents really, like, they wonder how I can do, how I was able to do that, because they are keep telling me that you're young enough, you don't have much experience, and sometimes even they were used to tell me that you are a girl and there's a lot of people in business or men, and how you handle this, it will be very challenging for you. It was challenging for me, but actually I did, like, I did all those things quite successfully, accomplished a lot of projects, like, maybe till now I did 16 or 17 projects, which are like all of them. I really did hard work and I was successful in them. So that's why, like, my family now, I got like a lot of, like, my family got a lot of confidence and trust, and they feel like I'm able to deal with my life, and I'm able to be how to handle the difficulties or the problems of life or whatever I want. So that's another benefit. And of course, in university also, like, we are, I don't know, maybe around hundreds of students in our university, which is till now I didn't hear any student have their own business. So, like, I feel kind of sometimes it's good. Like, I feel like maybe I'm kind of unique, and that gives me a sense of happiness that sometimes it helps me to study more and a lot, and I feel like, oh, really, I'm able to do in business, I'm able to study a lot and all those things. So it gives me energy. So I'm really happy with that. That's it.
Yes, I wanted to hear about how it has changed how other people behave with you or treat you, and I'm happy to hear that it really did change how other behave and their change in their behavior. So I wanted to ask one more thing, that how do men who, like, men workers or in your company who might work under your leadership, how do they behave or how do they respond to if you tell them to do something or just generally them working under you?
Oh, actually, I didn't get any negative response or something. They really behave good. They never feel like I'm a woman and I'm a leader. I'm doing, I'm leading them or whatever. But whatever task they have, like they just do their task, and they, I think even they appreciate me. A lot of them they appreciate me and they are saying that you're very confident and you're courageous, and even a man cannot do this. You're, like, we men are not able to do, and you are able to do these things. So they have trust, and they feel like I am able to handle all these things, and they just listen to me, whatever we want to do in business. And also, my business is not actually, it's not quite a lot. Like, I'm a president and always I say, like, for them do this or do that. It's almost like I say 70% or 80%, it's friendly. It's almost, in a lot of projects, our friends helped us. Though they are themselves had a job, and it's still like in one project we need them, and they had time for us, and they just worked with us and helped us in that project. And it was not just for free. I mean, it was not for free, but they worked with us very friendly, and they were our friend, and they were graduate students. And some people, like, we needed for some project, like, for example, for AC installation, we need some people that they are not educated, but still they do work at the same time. So I never felt any problem with this sense, and they always appreciated me, even like that you're courageous or all these things. So I felt very happy, and I was happy with these things. And also, yeah, I can share one, like, I don't know, he was not actually the people who work under me, but he was a person, like, I felt a big challenge once. Like, it was, there was a person from one organization, which I don't want to name the organization, but the person, like, we wanted to meet him regarding how he can help us for document, how to have a very good document for, like, how to fill the, how to write a good proposal and all those things. Once he kind of harassed me, and he wanted me to go with him, and so these things. But and he wanted kind of maybe kidnap me, but I did overcome with that. So yeah, it was one experience. Yeah,
it's good to hear. Thank you.
Welcome.
So as you have accomplished a lot by your work and everything that you have tried a lot and worked hard to get, how would you help other girls who like you might want what you had wanted and what you have achieved?
I do not help girls like very directly with the sense of like, oh, I will pay you or whether you like, but I'm always welcome to people like whoever wants to come to me, I welcome them. I never ignore people when they come to me or like I say I don't have time for them or whatever. I always keep my other task keep away when the other people come. I try to respond them. And also at the same time, I believe that a leader is not the leader who always talks to people. I really believe on action, like what we act, what we do. Like when we do something, it makes people, how people feel about what we do. Like doing matters for me more than what I talk and what I how I go and help and take others' hand. For example, like I am now among all my relatives, among my all relatives and neighbors, like we didn't have such a girl like me that they go in a very young age in business. And now, like they know, and through my family, through my other, like I talk sometimes to them, they know that what I accomplished. And I always tell them, you're open to any question. If you come to me anytime, I'm open to answer you any question. So they just feel from what I did, they really feel that they can do. Like now, I give a sense of confidence to them also, that they feel like they can do same thing what I did. So that itself is, I think, very good help. I mean, I don't need to ask them to come and I want to teach you or something. Whatever they want, they feel comfortable and they need to know if they are interested in business. I always tell them that you are welcome to my door whenever you want to know something about business. So I am your sister or I am your friend, so you can come anytime and ask any question about business you want from me. I am here for you. And sometimes I do explain about my business also for them. And I say, if you are interested, you can come to me and ask question and you can go further with, and if you want to have business, you can have your own business also. Like if you can try like me or, and you can get this all thing. So
great.
That's it. Great.
Yeah. So we want to know.
Thank you.
Can you briefly tell us about AEW Society of Entrepreneurs?
Oh yeah, AEW Society of Entrepreneurs. Actually, as I was interested in business, so I tried to have some girls with me that we can have more knowledge about business, since when I started my business idea, I was like kind of blank with business knowledge. Like, I mean, I didn't read any book about business, so that's why I wanted to know, have more knowledge about business, and also like by trainings or by whatever I can do. And also at the same time, I wanted that if there is other girls that they want to know about business, let's come together and try to have something and try to know something about business. So we tried to have some conferences, to attend some conferences, some trainings and those things. So, and also we read a book with our, among ourselves, and we discussed about that. And so we attended social businesses which was held by Dr. Muhammad Yunus, and also we did mentorship and Cherry Blair's Foundation, and we attend some trainings. And in one training I was as a guest speaker, and there was all other Bengali women who was sharing their business stories. At the same time, I was sharing, and I got a prize there. So these are all the activities that we are doing, and also we are arranging fairs, and one of our fairs tomorrow, which is Bengali's handicraft fair in our university. Like I hope people enjoy it and buy something from that fair. And and also this is for our a club member, that they can get a sense of how business works and how they can have some knowledge from business. So this is all what we do. And also our aim was that, and is still there, that we should have some business knowledge, and at the same time we should come at the end of like our all, once we will graduate, so we should at least we should have in our mind something that, oh, once I will graduate I will go with this business. if we don't write a business plan, but we should have something in our mind. If we write, if we get a chance to write a business plan, that will be much better. So this is my decision or my plan for my club member, that I'm always, I used to tell them that you try to get an idea and try to think that what business you are going to start when you are, once you are graduated. And if you get the chance, try to write a business plan and let's come together and write a business plan, something. So this is the about the club in AEW.
Yes.
And any more question or is it done?
Just one more. So we want to know, what do you want to accomplish in the future?
Okay, it's fine.
Yes.
Oh, actually, so I'm kind of in dilemma, but it's still like I have a lot of things to say. My role model is Bill Gates, actually, and I'm really, really impressed by Bill Gates, which is really, he did a great job, and what I'm doing with this business. So I'm thinking, if I do a very small business, and still I can be independent, I can help my at least my relatives, my family. So what I do is collecting a lot of money. Some people think business people are... They are just greedy and they want to have as much money as they can. But it's not. It's business people really want to try hard for society, like what they do. Bill Gates, like I love what Bill Gates is doing. Like he got a lot of money in the beginning, and now he has a Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and through that foundation now he's helping a lot of people around the world. And I love that work. And I don't want to have an NGO that I should get funds from other organization. I want to have my own NGO. First, I want to have my own business. I want to have some money. Then I want to have my own NGO that I can spend that money that I got from my business through that NGO to for poor people or for girls, for boys, whoever need the basic needs that they can stand up one day like me. So this is my vision. And also at the same time, I really want to be a very good economist, which like I want to be a really good economist, like want to write good papers and give some suggestion policies for making some policies for our government to make the economics of Afghanistan very good. So I really I'm really concerned about economic growth of Afghanistan, and I really want to want to write a very nice papers and want to give some suggestions for making new policies for economic development of Afghanistan. So that's another goal, with two goals, actually.
Thank you. Thank you, Cobra. Thank you, you're great. Thank you for giving us the opportunity. And
you're welcome.
Thank you. So, hello everyone, again.
Okay.
You were listening to Dreambubble on Sylvia.com. Thank you for being with us. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you from you, and also thank you from radio. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.